discussions that will be settled in that matter. That's a matter that you've got to work out, we're in a good will on both sides of working. Anything we would lock in will be harmful, and that's the position that you took, and that's what I was saying. Do you think you should see Kennedy or not? I don't know, it's a mixed bag. He's busy, you know, it's really an arrogant thing for one senator. A British prime minister is here for 2 days, and he has to press on the Foreign Relations Committee of Kennedy and say he's got to see him.
I don't see what damage it would do if he didn't see him. What can Kennedy do?
Is it he or else Foreign Relations?
Doesn't say he's being stopped, I think that's what he's doing.
Well, I'll tell you, use your judgment.
He will certainly use it for publicity as well, that he knows it can't do any good.
Well, that's not spent time, but I said, you do, I think, damn sure.
Yeah,
I must feel, because he's...
He is up to it.
He's up, he's frankly up to it.
Yeah.
So much for those.
So
we discussed Ireland, all that stuff.
Of course. No, I must congratulate you, by getting on about 2% as a chief, it really is. I think that's fine.
Well, before I say that I'm not aware of the fact that you're under considerable bombardment during the latter days of December, but you feel like your colleagues in the world are very working a lot of pressure. Looking at
he come out to the conference?
I focused on it because I don't have a very great focus. What do you think?
which is the way we really put it, and you might have to fill it with the ground, Mr. Curtis, too.
How we finally put it to him.
But earlier, so,
Henry worked on the board, Mr. But I think what really got us in hay over cold turkey, that we used a cold cock right just before the inauguration.
Well, even in the middle of December, we had difficulty. But both Vietnamese parties would like chicken with us. And then take the